we have something very special for you to hear. And it is something special that we discovered over the weekend, Dave Maurer, that we can actually provide the audio of a video presentation.
Yes, and eventually we hope to have the video for you on our site as well.
We have been making references in the past, oh gosh, what, about a month or so?
Right.
That WSJW was honored to be nominated as a radio station, one of many across the country.
Actually, one of two in our category.
Yeah, one of two in our category, mm-hmm. along with many others in other categories. It's mm-hmm. a good way to put it. To be recognized from the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, to what they call their Celebration of Service to America Awards. And in this case, we were nominated against another station. This is for a community award for Media Markets for a very specific commitment to the community.
Right.
And the broadcast of the awards actually happened over the weekend, and some may have actually seen it, because it was actually broadcast on TV, wasn't it?
It was on ABC 12 Saturday night at 7 when they were first announced. And we have some upcoming times and dates that are coming up. WNEM is going to be showing it, according to this schedule, August 29th at 11:35 p.m. And that same day at 2:30 in the afternoon on My5. And then Fox 66 will be showing it on Sunday, September 6th at 6 p.m.
And as you mentioned, we hope to have it made available on our online site
as
well.
Right. Working on that.
Well, let us let you hear how our segment of the show was presented. You're going to hear the voice of Tamron Hall, who was the host, and then Tony Gonzalez, who was the presenter of our particular category. And here's how it sounded from, again, the NAB Service, the Celebration of Service to America Awards.
Now it's a thrill to introduce the presenter of our next awards, Service to Community for Radio and Television in Media Markets. That station's serving mid-sized towns and cities. And he's a former Kansas City Chiefs and Atlanta Falcons All-Pro tight end and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year. Here's Fox Sports studio analyst Tony Gonzalez.
I am so honored to announce the outstanding nominees for the Service to Community Award, Media Markets. The finalists are WRVE and WGY, Latham, New York, and WSGW, Saginaw, Michigan. And the winner is
WSGW, for their Sharing Hope Radio Fund to raise money for the rescue ministries of Bend, Michigan and its local shelters.
Let's take a closer look at what this remarkable campaign is all about.
My dad had a philosophy. When you grow up, son, be a part of the community you live in.
Welcome to the Art Lewis Show here on WSGW. It is our Sharing Hope Radiothon.
As broadcasters, we all have the obligation to serve our community and help to make it a better place. A radiothon is a great example of where we can support a very, very important cause in our area.
989-755-HOPE and make those gifts and help out those in need.
It's great to have a facility like this in the area where people can go to and find shelter and get the support they need to turn their life around.
It's not just a place to lay your head if you find yourself homeless. They treat the mind, body, and soul. They do it all, and they do it very well.
They found out that we had a desire to want to do a radiothon, and they approached us and said, please come do it with us 15 years ago. And by the way, we don't want to charge you anything. And they've never charged us a cent. When we come in and we start to plan every year, they are there ready to engage and brainstorm and try to have the biggest possible impact that they can for us. We raise anywhere from $45,000 to $50,000 each year, and that is phenomenal for us in this market. And the exposure on top of it of being able to hear our message all across the region has just had tremendous additional impact. It has just been so uplifting to know that we have this kind of teamwork from our local station in carrying out the message and to help the hurting and homeless in our community.
We have raised today at the Sharing Hope Radiothon $46,242. Everybody, big round of applause. Great job. Oh, that's incredible.
It really is incumbent upon us to give back. Community is what it's all about.
Congratulations, WSGW. Joining me in sharing their well wishes with WSGW are Senator Debbie Stabenow and Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
Congratulations to Alpha Media's WSGW for this great recognition for your incredible commitment to serving the Great Lakes Bay community.
From delivering quality programming to listeners, to using your platform to give back to your community and those from all walks of life, you are making a difference.
We're grateful for your dedication to providing critically needed housing and meals and counseling to families at this really serious time of need.
You're making a direct positive impact on people's lives. Thank you again for your hard work and dedication.
Congratulations.
And the congratulations that may be directed directly toward WSGW, but listeners, please believe me when I say it is congratulations that we say to you as well, because this award is not possible unless you were involved in what we do with the Sharing Hope Radiothon.
Yeah, of course, we don't want to forget the people at the rescue missions, their staff and leadership for what they do to provide that service to us here in the community. We also want to recognize, while these were broadcast awards for radio and TV in different size markets across the country, there's one non-broadcast award that's given out right at the beginning. It's a corporate award, and this year it went to SC Johnson for all the good that they do in the communities where they're involved and elsewhere and across the world, actually. And SC Johnson, of course, has a location right here in Bay City, so congratulations to them as well.
Which is good to point out, too, because along with the Rescue Ministries listeners, we have businesses that help us out on that as well, too.
Exactly.
You heard, by the way, the voices of both you, Dave, and Art Lewis, our market manager, Mark Thomas, and Dan Streeter, the CEO of the Rescue Ministries of Michigan.
Oh, you're in the video.
I heard you in the video.
Yeah, you were in the video.
They snuck me
in
there for some reason.
I heard your voice. Yeah.
I don't know why, but they did. But it's a humble honor to know that we have been recognized for something that is now being known across the entire country of what good happens here in the Great Lakes Bay region.
Yeah, this is being shown in 500 TV stations across the country over the course of this next few weeks. So, yeah, it's a high honor. In fact, not only one, but it is very, very unusual for a local radio station to win two national awards in 1 year. This, on top of the service to America, which we will be getting in special delivery very soon, it's a nice Crystal Eagle.
Ooh.
And is what it looks like. And we also received earlier this year the Crystal Award from the NAB for our overall year-long commitment to community organizations.
And, of course, that we shared with our listeners as well because of the commitment that we had to the community that helped us win that was, again, with our listener commitment, too. So this audio, by the way, we have posted on our Facebook page. If you want to check it out and hear it for yourself or hear it again, and this is, again, the specific piece, but as much as Dave mentioned the other TV broadcasts that are going on, at some point we think we're going to be able to get up on our own website as well, our online site too, so you can see the entire presentation.
Exactly. And it's a really well done for this. Normally, this is a black tie reception in Washington, D.C., where you go and all those celebrities are there and you go there and get your award. Because of the pandemic, they were unable to do that, and they came up with a very, very well done video presentation. And yeah, it's well worth an hour to spend to watch it.
Yeah. So again, loyal listeners, thank you for helping the recognition. We are all winners of the Celebration of Service to America Awards, the Community Award, presented by the NAB Leadership Foundation.